Amen. We need a little bit of that right now for the Holy Spirit to fall fresh on us, because I can tell you what, I don't know about you, but I can sure use it. Let me get me some water real quick. I couldn't figure out what song to play for this sermon here, because this one here tonight is kind of, I don't know whether it's just going to make us really think a lot or get close to home, but it's kind of hitting with me a little bit because of recent events. Forgive me if I'm not sounding too cheerful as I am, but I'm trying to get through it. So I kind of felt that's why I played the song, you know, for us tonight. So I'm glad that you're here, you know, welcome. I appreciate that you're showing up, because it still means a lot, you know. I was telling some men Wednesday night, you know, we was talking about the year 2020, how we're going to minister to people. And we kind of put a challenge to everyone, not just us, but now we're going to issue the challenge to the church. How many times are you going to witness to someone throughout the week? You know, we're not trying to put pressure on anybody, but, you know, we kind of threw some ideas around. You know, maybe we should try to witness to at least one person a day or one person a week and keep working on that throughout the year 2020. But I think what we need to do as Christians, we need to start working on that more. We need to start witnessing to people more. We need to start talking to them more about the gospel. Because, Lord, they need to hear it. Because the way this world is going, and I was kind of talking a little bit about that this morning, how church people act, how Christians act. Many churches in this area where I'm at, you know, they claim to be Christians, but they're not acting like it. People I have been encountering on the internet claim to be Christians, but they're not acting like it. And I'm wondering what's going on. You know, again, we're supposed to be producing fruit and not sour grapes. I'm just blown away by people claiming to follow Jesus Christ, but yet they still do horrible things to hurt you, and you're just wondering. And sometimes you get the feeling, you know, what's the use? I'm tired of it. I'm getting sick of it. The time you turn around, you put trust in someone, you try to talk to someone, you try to, you know, get to know a Christian brother and sisters, and, you know, and then all of a sudden later on you find out they don't act the way they claim to act. It's sickening, honestly. And this is why I was led to this direction, because I didn't know which way to go for us tonight. You know, I mean, I sat here and my mind wasn't exactly where it should be, but, you know, again, a lot of times it takes a little focus to put together messages as this, and a lot of times it comes easy, and a lot of times it's difficult. But I've been thinking about this in light of people I've been watching for the last, Lord, I've been a Christian for 15 years. And a lot of people that I have encountered, especially as a minister and a pastor, especially in the churches in this area, many of them, you know, act good, start off good. But then you find out many of them are not what they claim to be. And it's heartbreaking, you know, it really is. And that's why it leads me to this question here. Do you ever feel like that you're just going through the motions of being a Christian? To be honest with you, sometimes I'm starting to feel like that. I feel like sometimes, am I just going through the motions of being a Christian? Am I for real? And sometimes I'm starting to doubt a little bit, you know, and I got to fight that because, you know, I said things and done things and I offended people and hurt people, or people mistook it the wrong way or whatever. And it stings. And a lot of times I was thinking to myself the last few days, you know, am I for real? I shouldn't have said things. I shouldn't have done things. I shouldn't have acted on things. We discussed this just past Wednesday night, you know, our struggles we as Christians have. And sometimes we have to really think about it. Should we start doing a self-check on us and really check us for real, to be honest with it? Some of the men thought about it a little bit, and you can see it in their faces. Maybe I need to make a list. Maybe I need to sit back for a time and examine my heart to see if I am real, to see if I am what I claim to be I am. You see, folks, being a Christian isn't like wearing some winter coat. One minute you put it on because we're cold, and then the next minute we take it off and store it away until harsh weather rolls in. Yet, that's how many of us act today. And I'm speaking about Christians. I ain't talking about non-believers tonight. This is aimed at us. I'm not saying y'all. I'm not trying to put you on no hot spot. But I'm mainly pushing this sermon tonight about Christians. And anybody that's listening to this thing on my site, you better start checking yourself to see if you are real. If there is some problems with you. If there's some things going on that you're not really surrendering to. And we brought up a topic, you know, when we were discussing Wednesday night. A lot of times we're suppressing stuff so deeply that we're not allowing it to give out because we're not casting it to God. We're not casting that burden over to Him. And sometimes things like that will surface then and make you think, have I been suppressing some things a lot? So have I been just going through the motions? It's a lot to think about. And like I said, that's how many people act. That's a message I'm seeing a lot more. And I don't get it. What I see, what a lot of people do, we pull out our church clothes, our church faces, and we act differently than we normally do the other 6 days a week. But acting like a Christian is worlds away from what it really means to be a Christian. If we simply try to imitate Christ's external behavior, being kind, compassionate, merciful, without strengthening our spiritual core, folks, then we risk missing out on the very process that makes us Christ-like. And often, we end up acting like a Christian sometimes while not truly being a Christian all the time. There may be times when you find it difficult to reconcile God's truth to your own opinion or worldview. God's truth is eternal. It does not change. Our understanding of truth does not change as we allow God to work in our hearts and minds. It doesn't. His truth does not change our understanding of what we think. His truth should be changing our hearts and minds and point us into the areas that we need to rectify and correct. We must be willing to accept the truth and things that we have been suppressing in our lives. I guarantee you dig deep enough into your spiritual core, you're going to find something that you suppress and you're not allowed it to come out and you're not giving it over to Christ. I found three within the past few days. Three. It's probably more. But I got these three, the top three right now. And that's why I said it's difficult to reconcile God's truth to my own opinion. We need to accept that truth. And we need to start acting like what we claim to be like. So if you got your Bibles with you tonight, one verse. And our dear friend, she will post it for you. It's going to be 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. And this is where I'm going with this. And this is for all of us here tonight. And those who are listening to this podcast. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Let me repeat that. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way which he walked. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as I come to you again tonight, I ask of you to forgive me where I have fallen short. And Father, again, I ask for your forgiveness constantly. I'm finding out things about myself as I start to dig more deeper, and things I found out that I am suppressing. And I know you know it's because I've been talking to you a lot about it. I know I don't know how I'm going to handle it. All I got to do is just ask of you to speak to my heart. To show me. To let me know. To help me understand. All I can do is recall the verse when Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, I wish I can see it right now, but I just know it. It has to be done by faith. And I have to trust it. It's not easy. I'm not going to stand here in this prayer before these folks tonight and try to tell you, oh yeah, well, I got it covered. I don't have it covered. Far be it from me to try to act this way on my own. But it needs to be worked on. And we need your strength and your courage and your wisdom, your guidance and your leadership. So I ask you to anoint the folks here tonight, touch them. Touch their hearts. They took the time to come here, and I appreciate that. And again, it's not about me, and I never, ever want this thing to be about me. I'm not the person in the limelight. It should be constantly about you. I know you use all of us as an instrument. I understand that. And I know a lot of times you want to exhort us, and we should be exhorting one another. I get that too. But we got to be careful, because sometimes we may allow that pride to get in there and say, look at me. Look at me. I don't want nobody to look at me. I'm nothing. Far be it for me to claim to be something. I'm just an instrument to do your bidding and your work. Now I need you to help me through another process, another mountaintop. I rested on the one I was at so long, I kind of forgot what the little trials and tribulation was all about. I was so comfortable and became complacent, and that was my fault. I know at times we do need to rest, and times we need to soak it up, and times we do need to kind of gather ourselves together, but you know what? We got to move on. And I wasn't moving on as I should, so I'm sorry for that. Thank you for loving us, being with us. Give us the courage and the wisdom we need. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. Folks, I titled this message tonight. I know y'all didn't see it. Maybe I did. I can't remember. The title of this message tonight really is Act Like a Christian. Act Like a Christian. A small child was sitting in church. And he asked his father, Dad, what is a Christian? Father kind of thought about it a little bit, and he kind of replied and said, well, a Christian is a person who loves and obeys God. He loves his friends, his neighbors, and even his enemies. He prays often, is kind, gentle, and holy, and is more interested in going to heaven than in all earthly riches. That, my son, is a Christian. The boy looked puzzled. And he thought for a minute, and then he asked his dad, have I ever seen one? Thought-provoking, isn't it? Have you ever seen one? If we're going to be authentic and relevant, We must embrace truth and allow it to transform us at our very core. This generation today is desperately searching for something authentic. People are always watching you and I. They are watching us to see if we are the real deal or not. Without a transformed heart, we can never be the light that the world around us so desperately needs. Stop acting, folks. Stop acting. And start being. Stop acting like a Christian. Just be one. By refocusing our attention on the Lord, building an intimate relationship with Him, and spending less time going through the motions of what we think a Christian should be, we are able to concentrate on His goals, plans, and directions for our lives. And sadly, many of us live each day as an authentic followers of Christ. We don't understand why we seem to do okay for a week after hearing a good inspirational message or a devotion, but then we fall back into old patterns of behaviors, promising wholeheartedly, "Oh, we want shout at the kids again. Oh, I won't do that." Or be rude at our spouses or react in traffic. And the list goes on. I'm sure you got a few of them. And often we find ourselves unable to sustain our resolve that we make, and we fail to control our actions yet once again. We make a resolve, "Oh no, Lord, I'm never going to do that again. I'm not going to act that way again. I'm not going to speak this way again. I'm not going to think those thoughts again." And what do? We end up doing them again. And as a result, we feel terrible about ourselves. I do. Maybe you can relate and understand how that feeling feels. I know we don't base faith on feelings. But boy, when you feel terrible, it's rotten. That seems to be a never-ending cycle. It's like a washing machine. It just goes around and around and around. If you ever got one of the front-end loaders with a glass, you watch your clothes, how they're constantly tumbling in there. And it just seems like a never-ending cycle. You make resolve, "Oh, Lord, I'm not going to do that again." But guess what? You come right back to it again. And what happens, many people give up trying. Or worse, still, they give up on God altogether. That's what happens when we try to live our lives from the outside instead of from the inside out. The tension between our inner world and the outer world cannot be sustained long term and will have a detrimental effect on our lives. It will. And all too often, we make concessions in our life and divide it into segments, which is where the confusion begins. We become actors, taking on a role of who we think we are supposed to be dependent on, or our audience, or circumstances. See, folks, sometimes we become actors because a lot of times we depend on the audience or the circumstances. Look at me, I'm a teacher. Oh, I'm doing God's work. Look at me, I'm a preacher. Oh, I'm doing God's work. Look at me, I'm a Sunday school leader. Oh, I'm doing God's work. But are you for real? Or is that just acting? For example, at church, we are supposed to be Christians, so we act like one. And some of us can win an Oscar for our performance. Around our Christian friends, we are supposed to be a Christian, so we act like one. At work, we try to act like a Christian because we are supposed to be one, but at work, we don't have to play the role too well because our co-workers are not quite familiar with the Christian script. And I mean that because these Hollywood actors, they got to have a script. They got to read it. And many of us do the same thing with God. That's right. We could be on our way to church and have the most bodacious heavyweight battle of a row with our spouse or our kids or with our friends. But the moment we arrive at church, bam, the spirit of the visiting God comes upon us. Oh, we smile at people at the door. We sing with the same voice that we were just using with anger. And worship with holy hands raised. We play the role of a perfect Christian for a couple hours. We have a nice visit with God. Then we get back into the car and we go back to acting like our real selves again. Many Christians are actors in a drama, not pilgrims on a journey. We try to act like something we're supposed to be instead of living a heart-transformed life. Too many Christians are living a life of behavior modification. And this is not how God wants us to live. Jesus does not want us to simply act like Christians. Folks, that's what he doesn't want. He wants you and I to be an authentic Christian, an authentic follower of Christ. That's what he wants. Why are we not doing it? And the only way for this to occur, my friends, is by allowing him to work on us from the inside out. God wants to have a personal relationship with us. He wants to be involved in every part of our lives. God is not satisfied with a visitation rite for a couple of hours on Sundays and Wednesday nights or whatever time schedules other churches do. God wants to be at the core of who we are and who we are becoming. And sorry to say, just looking the part is not enough. It's not enough. Oh, we can carry our Bibles. Oh, yeah. We can wear our WWJD bracelets, which means what would Jesus do bracelets. We can, man, wear those and carry those. Oh, we can stick a Jesus sticker on our car. We can refrain from activities like smoking and drinking and swearing and go to church and sing in the choir. Oh, we can all look the right way. We can dress the right way. We can act the right way. But if all of this does not stem from who we really are at our core, folks, then it's all just a sham. You're a sham. I'm a sham. We better examine our hearts. And the main thing we should be doing, we are supposed to be transforming into the image of Jesus. And if we do not respond and accept the transforming grace of God, then we are just like the Pharisees that Jesus described in Matthew chapter 23, verse 27 through 28. You see, a lot of people want to preach the love. Oh, God loves you. He's not hard on you. Well, folks, they ain't reading the Bible. Because Jesus right here was telling these Pharisees in Matthew 23, 27, 28, he wasn't pulling no punches. There's a lady here hanging out in this chat. Her name is Anna, A-N-A-888. And I started talking to her, and she was having some issues. I asked her some basic core questions. And they told me what I needed to tell her, and I told her, please forgive me. But I got to be blunt about this. Here's where your problem is. You see, a lot of people say, Jim, you don't talk to people like that. Jim, you don't preach to people like that. Jim, you don't tell them about that. You're supposed to love them. Yeah, I love them. And I love you. But I love you enough to tell you the truth. I'm not going to tinkle foot around it. I'm not going to try to appease you and please you and make you feel good. I should. But I need to find out, are you for real? Are you? And she came back and said, Jim, it was the next day. I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you for being blunt with me because you opened my eyes. And you made me think, because I sat up half the night thinking about the things you said. And I realized there's some correction that has to be done. You see, Jesus did the same thing through his Pharisees, which says, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, you full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. And in the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteousness or righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Wow. Jesus looked like he wasn't telling them much love there, wasn't he? He was blunt. He, in fact, was telling them straight up. Man, you notice when you read scriptures, when he uses the word woe, he's putting you down. Woe to you, you hypocrite. Boy, you tell that to somebody in today's world, they're going to get mad at you. God don't talk to us like that. Oh, yes, he does. You better pick up the Bible and read it. You ain't going to win me to Christ talking to me like that. Why not? Apparently, you don't want to go to Christ. Woe to you. Woe to these mamby-pamby preachers out there. Woe to those mega churches out there that's not really standing at the pulpit and trying to wake people up and make them smell the coffee, like I said last week, because again, I feel sorry for them because, like I said past Wednesday night, I'm afraid to stand before Jesus. I'm definitely afraid. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. All my jewelry I had on my crowns, they're gone. They fell off my crown. I don't think I got one jewel left on that crown. Starting to wonder if I got the crown at all. Because sometimes when I was supposed to be acting like a Christian, I didn't. This message speaks to me, folks. I pull this out of my heart, looking at me. Standing in front of the mirror, looking at me. And Jesus despised her prophecy. He wants authentic followers. For most Christian, transformation does not happen overnight, and that's the truth. Most of our transformation does not happen overnight. It's something that you and I have to work at. Something with praying about it, going to God about it, to be truthful about it, and not to suppress those things no more, and be willing to accept that truth, to be honest, to look at oneself, and even confess to oneself before Almighty, I'm not being a real Christian. There's things I have said, done, taught, and the way I've acted, and I shouldn't be, but I suppressed some of that. You better look at your heart. I call it the closet. And if you were standing here now, I said, can I look in your closet, Jim? Can I? And I was standing before the door and said, no. Because I believe there's some more stuff in there I got to find. I'm wounded. I fell. None of us claims to be perfect. None of us are. But was I righteous all the time? Sadly for the fact, no. But I'm willing to accept it. So don't be sidetracked, folks, by looking for what I call a quick fix plan. I know some of you overseas, but we got these little Jiffy Lubes around here. Boy, it's a quick lube oil change. You're in and out in no time flat. Folks, we got to quit treating Christianity the same way. There is no quick fix plan. Be committed to strengthening your spiritual core so that you can be transformed into the image of Christ. Don't focus on doing Christianity. Focus on being a Christian. And the heart of being a Christian is this. We need to stop acting like a Christian and just be one. The truth is, if we are Christians, then we should have the desire to be like Christ and truly behave like Christians, not just act like one. Not acting like one. We should be one. True Christianity comes from the heart devoted to a God who loves us and our willingness to serve the Lord. And at the heart of a real Christian should be a desire to do that which God expects us to do, not out of duty, but driven by the love for our Savior. And the Bible teaches that Christians should live and act in a certain way. But if the actions do not stem from a strong spiritual core, then all we're doing is acting the part and not living in the fullness of Jesus. Our external actions should naturally flow from an internal life lived for Jesus. And the keys to becoming who we are is in Christ, and to spend time in His presence and allow ourselves to be conformed to His image. Sorry, folks. Those of you who knows me knows I don't pull no punches. But I should have been punched in my mouth a few times when speaking messages as this. And I got kicked by the mule the other day. Yes, I'm hard. Some says I'm crude. Some says I'm like a rough diamond. But you know what they do about diamonds? They chip on the diamond. And they chip and cut and chip and cut and chip and cut till they finally get the perfect diamond. And that's what God does to all of us. We're diamonds in the rough. We all get chipped in a different way. So, for us to be acting like Christians, we need to love each other and look past our faults. Not act like kids. Not act like kids. Remember what I said earlier? The world's watching you. Oh, yes, they got the eyeballs on you to see what you really are. They're waiting to see if you're going to make a mistake so they can pounce on you. That's why we need to spend time in His presence and allow ourselves to be conformed to His image. But that's why we need to get alone. And I was talking to a friend earlier here on this same chat. Sometimes, you know what, folks? We need to start thinking about ourselves and whether or not we allow too much of this social media to interfere with our spiritual core. I know I have. And that needs to be worked on also. So in closing, we need to be acting more like Christ and not something we're pretending to be. This is not what a real Christian really is. All that in reality is nothing more than a fake painting of something we're supposed to be. Because if we say we are a Christian, and pay attention to this, please. If you and I claim to be a Christian, then there should be a real mutual edification and encouraging towards one another. If anything not working towards that image, then it's not in line with who Jesus really is and the vision that He showed us. Being Christ-like is just not about external actions like feeding the poor or helping the oppressed. It's also about the condition of our spiritual core and the motives of our hearts. We can do all the right things, but if we're not becoming more like Christ from the inside out and allowing our actions to be driven from true compassion, then we are not truly being Christ-like. We're not. Because if a professing Christian causes division, derision, upset, discouragement, then that person is not really a true Christian at all. And that's not what Jesus really wanted us to be. That's not what He wants. Yes, we can become so good at hiding that we forget we have a real spiritual core. It comes second nature to us. We don't even think about it no more. We need, and I don't know if y'all watched the movie Shrek, you know, when he was trying to explain to Donkey about an onion, and an onion has layers, you know. At first, I didn't get it. I had to watch it a few more times. But see, folks, what we need to do, we need to peel back those layers. Real change needs to start from the inside out. Real change starts from the inside out. I'm going to hit you with some questions. Have you ever evaluated the state of your spiritual core? I mean, for real. Don't pretend. Take you some time out. Sit somewhere. Get away from all this. And do what I do a lot. I'm not saying it may work for you, but do what I've been doing lately. I got it by my nightstand right now in my bedroom where I've been praying every morning. And I've been examining that spiritual core, and I've been writing things down. Then I come back and look at the list like, oh, no. Really? Man. Are you aware of the areas where you are the strongest and the weakest? Are you? We got strong points. We got weak points. Are there situations where you are there situations where you tend to hide behind outward Christian actions or behaviors? I didn't like that question. What situations do you find it natural to operate truly from your core? What holds you back from trusting God and allowing Him to completely transform your core? The direction of our lives and the outworking of our destiny flows from our spiritual core. We cannot act our way to the future unless we are truly transformed into the image of Christ. If we are not real, then we have no future. If we're not real, we have no future. And I wonder how long it's going to take me to earn my stones, to put them into my crown. Or am I just going to be led to a cardboard box when I get to heaven? If I get a cardboard box at all. Folks, lay a hold of the purpose of God on your life to become who you need to be on the inside and act like the real deal. Be more like Jesus and less of yourself. Be less of yourself. So in this final thought, I couldn't figure out where to go with this. You see, when your mind gets bamboozled, it's hard to focus on that spiritual core. But in this final thought, some of you are probably familiar with this, Shakespeare's Macbeth. I don't know how many of y'all know that. But Shakespeare's Macbeth says, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts." Have you ever found yourself acting like a Christian when you knew on the inside it was a different story? Have you? If you truly believe that Jesus was with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, would you change the way that you think or act in any area of your life? Is the you that people see at church the same you that people know at home or work? Is it? And if this is you, if this is how you act, then what are you going to do about it? And how will you fix it? Be like the real deal and not the fake one pretending to be one. Let Him change you and open your eyes to the real truth. And ask yourself this. Have there been times when you realized that you have been both in the world and of the world? If I had my camera on, you'd see me raising my hand. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I've been in the world and of the world. I should have known better. Should have known better. I'm not speaking this out to you. I'm out not to step on nobody's toes. I had to sound a wake-up call for me. Will I get it right? Probably not. Will I ask the Lord to help me improve and fix it? Yes. Will I ask Him to help me be more like Him? Yes. Will I ask Him to grant me the power to be like Him? Yes. Will I humble myself before Him and you tonight? Yes. I'm not going to be afraid to suppress that anymore. Because I want to ask you this. And think about this one. If a judge and jury were sent to your home right now, or your workplace, or your neighborhood, whatever it may be, and placed you on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Think about that one. Would there be enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Being a true Christian requires us to make a daily choice and determination. It is something we can forever be improving on, learning from, sharing with others. It is a journey and an adventure. It's a journey and an adventure, a lifelong process. Don't just act like a Christian, please. Just be one. Amen. Let's pray.